Today's shiur is in Masech Tekinim on Daf Chav Dalid. We will begin on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom of the Amud, with the beginning of the new Perek by Medvarim Amurim. We have learned many cases and many halachas, many klolim, in the first two prakim. For example, we've learned that there are situations where when you have a mixture of birds, all of them are pasul. For example, if a chatas is mixed up with many olos, so then we say that each bird that you're makriv, perhaps that is the chatas, and you're going to be makriv it as an ola, and therefore they are all pasul. We also learned the din in Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel of a case of a kain sosim, or many kinaim that are sosim, and they got mixed up together. So the halacha is that all that you can be makriv is hamuit kosher. For example, if you had one cane of two birds that got mixed up with two kinim of four birds, so all that the kohen is able to be makriv is one chatas and one oila. Because if he takes two chatois and one oila, then we're chayshish that maybe the two chatois are both coming from the same cane. And you can only have a chatas and oila from a cane. You can't have two chatois from a cane. And therefore, the maximum that one could bring in this case would be a chatas and an oila. If it's from the original cane, it's for sure good. And if it's from the other cane, so the kohen now on this kansosim is designating, after he brought the chatas, he'll designate the second bird from the other cane as an oila. So there, memanif shech, I'm okay. But once I go to two chatois and an oila, I have a problem because maybe both chatois are from the same cane, and that one cannot do. And therefore, the halach is you only go after the minimum cane that would make it kosher. But all these halachas that we learned, and the other halachas, are only if the kohen came to Bezin to get a psak. But what happens if the kohen, for example, thought they were all kosher? He wasn't aware of the taruvas, and he acted on his own without consulting with Bezdin. Then the halachas change, as we're going to learn in this parak. Begins the parak. But medvar mamurim, when did we learn the previous halachas? In Perek Aleph and Beis, b'koyin animlech. That's if a koyin came to Bezdin. So then Bezdin tells him how many you're allowed to be makriv. And more than that, we have always cheshashes that maybe will be makriv a chatas for an oil or an oil for a chatas. And therefore, the Bezdin will tell him not to be makriv more than the amount based on the specific case and the halach of that case. Avol b'koyin she'en animlech. But a koyin who did not consult with Bezdin. And this case, of course, is speaking about where you have Kan Stumois, where it wasn't designated whether the bird should be Chatois or Oilois. And what's the example? Achas Lezu, Achas Lezu. One woman has one cane of two birds. The other one has another cane of two birds. As we turn to Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, or Shtayim Lezu, Shtayim Lezu. One woman has two kinim of four birds, and the other has also two kinim of four birds. Or Sholish Lezu, Vishalish Lezu. Again, they all have equal amounts of kinim that got mixed up. In this third case, there are three kinim for one woman and three kinim for the other woman that got mixed up together. It means you have six birds of one and six of the other, a total of 12 birds that got mixed up. And what did the kohen do? Also, kula lamala. He took all 12 birds and he brought them lamaylo michut hasikra. He brought them above the red line that surrounded the mizbeach. And that is only good for an ola, because a chatas has to come lamata mechut hasikra, under the red line. And if it's brought above the red line, it's pasul. And an oila, if it's brought below the red line, is also pasul. So in this case, where he brought kulon lamailo, out of 12 birds, only six could be kosher. There could be six oilas. The other six should have been brought lamata, and they were brought lamaila, so they are pasul. That's what the Mishnah states. Machzor kosher, machzor pasul. Half are kosher and half are pasul. The same thing, the opposite. Kulam lamata. The kohen brought all of them under the chut hasikra. So then, again, machzor kosher, machzor pasul. Six that are chatois were brought in the proper place, and therefore they're kosher. However, the other six, which should have been oilois, which should have been lamala michut hasikra, are going to be pasul. What happens if chetzim lamala and vechetzim lamatan? The koyin took out of the 12, he took six birds on top of the chut hasikra, and the other six lamata michut hasikra. So then the halacha is eshel lamalon, the ones that were brought lamala michut hasikra, machzor kosher, machzor pasul. Half are kosher and half are pasul. three birds will be kosher and three birds will be pasul. Eshel amaton machzer kosher, machzer pasul. The ones that were brought lamata michut the sikra, those six, again, half are kosher and half are pasul. And the reason for this is because, as we've mentioned, the klal, that in these cases of taruvus of birds, we always have to take the worst case scenario. And what is the worst case scenario here? The worst case scenario is that all six birds on top were from one cain, and all six birds at the bottom were from one cain. And therefore, we could only permit three on top, three oilus, and only three at the bottom, three chatois, and the rest are pasul. Why is this the worst case scenario? Because the more kinim you add to the equation, the more kosher birds we're going to have. For example, if we would say not that all six are from one kain lamala, and not that all six are one kain lamata, but rather five of the six birds lamala are from one kain, and one bird lamala is from the other kain, and the reverse also. Five lamata are from one kain, and one lamata are from the other kain. Then it would come out that from each kain, not that three could be brought, but four could be brought. Why? Because the three above, the three oilus, they're good. And that one bird that went from, instead of Lamala, went to Lamata, that bird is also good because it's from a different cane, and therefore it could be a Chatos. If it would be six Lamala, then those three, which should have been a Chatos, those Chatos are all possible. They were brought Lamala. But now that you're telling me that one of the cane of Lamala, of the six birds of Lamala, went Lamata, that bird can now be kosher as a Chatos. And the same Lamata, the three birds that are Chatois are kosher, and now the one bird of the cane Lamata that went up to Lamala, it can be a Oila. So it'll come out that you'll have a total of eight birds that you'll be able to bring as a Korban, because you'll have four Oilas Lamala and four Chatois Lamata. You'll have three Oilas from one cane, you'll have one Oila Lamala from the other cane. Lamata, you'll have three Chatois from one cane, and one Chatos from the other cane. So by increasing the possibility of kinim lamala lamata, you actually increase the number of kosher birds that are going to be roy lahakrava. But we are worried always for the worst case scenario. The worst case scenario is that all six lamala are from one cane, and then we can only kosher three. And the same thing lamata, all six are from one cane, and therefore we can only kosher three chatois. And that is the halacha, that from each six lamaila and lamata, we can only say that half are kosher. The Rambam says not only that they were brought behechsher as a korban, but in fact, the bailim, the yoledes, each woman will be yotze half of her chiyuv. However, she'll have to make up the other half, which she was not yotze. And the way it will work is that the kohen will bring additional korbanis, pay for by the women, and he'll make a t'nai. If you were yotze, you know, if the best case scenario happened, where the six lamala were made from two kinim, and the six lamata were made from two kinim, so now each woman was yotze her chiyuv. She brought three oilus lamala and three chatois lamata. That's the best case scenario. So then she would not be chayiv to bring any other korban. Therefore, he has to bring on a t'nai that if you were yotze, then you were a yotze, and this is going to be an oilus nadava. You can bring an oilus and nadava. And if you were not yotze, then these are going to be for your chiv that you were not yet yotze. And by chattis, we cannot bring a chattis as an nadava. But by a chattis, there's a different halacha that a chattis is ba'ala safek. And in Mela, the kayin can say, ala safek, that we don't know for sure if you were yotze, your total chiv with the first six birds, you're bringing an additional three birds to be yotze your chiyuv misafek, and then the chatas oif will be treated with all the halachas of chatas oif habo ala safek.
Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah continues the theme of this perek, which is that we are speaking about where the kohen was einoy nimlach. He didn't consult with Bezdin, as opposed to prokim aleph and beis, where the kohen was nimlach. He did ask Sanhedrin what he should do, how he should proceed. Also, the first two parakim told us the lechatchila din. This Mishnah continues, as in Mishnah Aleph and in the subsequent Mishnayist, to teach us about the b'di'eved din. If he was loy nimlach, what's the din b'di'eved? And b'di'eved, there are many more karbonos that would become kosher, as we will see. The first Mishnah of this perek discussed a mixture of kinim stumim that were of equal size. This Mishnah will discuss a mixture of non-equal kinim stumim. Begins the Mishnah, achas lezu, one woman had one kain, which means she had two birds, a chatas and an oila, ushtayim lezu, the next woman had two kinim, that's a total of four birds, v'sholish lezu, the next woman had three kinim, six birds, v'esu lezu, the next woman had 10 kinim, which is 20 birds, umeya lezu, and the last woman had 100 kinim that she was mechuyev to bring, which is a total of 200 birds. And they all got mixed up together. So the Mishnah gives us three klolim. And these klolim will work for any mixture of the above. In other words, when we say achas lezu, shtayim lezu, v'shosh lezu, we could learn it that the woman with one kain, her kain got mixed up with the lady who had two kinim, or with the lady with three, or with the lady of 10, or with the lady of 100. Also possible, any other mixture. The woman who had two kinim got mixed up with the woman of 10 kinim, and so on. And finally, we could learn all these cases together. And that's the way we're going to learn this Mishnah. In other words, all of the women, their kinim got mixed up, until there were a total of 116 kinim, 232 birds, which got mixed up together. Because you have, the last one is 100 kinim, that's 200 birds. You have 10 kinim, which is 20 birds. You have another 3 kinim, which is 6 birds. Another 2 kinim, 4 birds. And finally, the smallest one, which is 1 kain, and that is 2 birds. Adding them all up together, it's a total of 116 kinim and 232 birds. So the halach is as follows. If the kayin was not nimlach, and asa kulon lamaila. Now, what would have been the halacha had he asked? So that we learned above in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, that in a mixture, for example, of one kain together with two kinim, which is a total of six birds that got mixed up, the halacha is, if the kayin is nimlach, Bezdin will tell him, all you can be makrav on the mizbeach is a total of one kain. You could bring an oila lamala of the chuta sikra and a chatas lamata, because either they are from the original one kain, both birds, and then you've brought both birds correctly, the oila lamala and the chatas lamata, or it's from two kinim, and since they were stumim, the kayin has a right to designate one as an oila for one woman and the other as a chatas for another woman. But they will be kosher lahakriv. But once you take more, then you run into trouble. Because if lamashal, the kohen will take two kinim to be makriv, we're worried that maybe the two oilois that he's bringing lamaila are both from the same kain. And from that kain, you can only bring one oila lamaila, and the other has to be a chatas lamata. And therefore, you'll be bringing this bipsol. So therefore, if he's nimlach, we learned the halacha in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, that hamuit kosher. Now, where he was loy nimlach, he was an einay nimlach. So now, as a result, b'di'evet, it comes out that we are able to be machsher more. How much are we able to be machsher? Says the Mishnah. Asa kulam lamaylo. If he took, let's take the case of achas lezu, shtayim lezu, the smallest case. He had one kain of two birds and two kinim of four birds, a total of six birds. And he thought that they were all oilish. So he brought them all to my law. The halach is machzah kosher, machzah posel. From the three kinim, the maximum that we could have are three oilish that are kosher. He brought six geizlish. From the six, only three are kosher, machzah kosher, machzah posel. And the same will be for any other combination in the Mishnah. If you're going to add up all the birds, and he brought 232 birds l'maila, only 116 of those birds will be kosher, because only half are allowed to be brought as an oila. Hu adin kulun l'mata, if he brought all of them lamata of the chut hasikra, then machta kosher, machta posel. Then again, he only is allowed to count half as being kosher for chatois, because the others should have been brought as an oila. He thought they were all chatois. He brought them lamata. The din again is machta kosher, machta posel. And now we come to the third klal in the Mishnah. Chetzion lamalon, the chetzion lamaton. He took the 232 birds. Let's go with the biggest amount of our Mishnah. If we add up all the kinim that they got mixed up together, and he was makrev half lamaila and half lamata, so then what is the halacha now? The halacha is hamaruba kosher, as the Mefarshim explained, just like in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, when he was nimlach. There we said the halacha is hamuvit kosher. So the lashon of our Mishnah, to contrast between einai nimlach with nimlach, is there it's hamuvit kosher, here it's hamaruba kosher. What does it mean, hamaruba kosher? So Rav Belsky Shlita, should have a refuah shalema b'karev, said a beautiful pshat here on Dailadav, which I'd like to share with the Olam, and he gave, I believe it's his own original formula. The way to understand what we're learning now is to contrast the worst-case scenario with the best-case scenario. And once we have this formula, we can apply it to any combination of the cases in our Mishnah. What is the best-case scenario? That he brought 116 lamaila and 116 lamata, and they were composed of 100 from the largest mixture of kinim, from the woman who had 100 kinim, which is 200 birds. So 100, that would be the best case scenario, that 100 of her birds were brought lamaila as oilois, and 100 of her birds were brought lamata as chatois. They would all be kosher. Now, if we take the remainder, which is 32, we have 16 kinim remainder, because we have 10 and 3 and 2 and 1. That's a total of 16. That's a total of 32 birds. The best case scenario is that 16 were brought lamaila as oilois, and 16 were brought lamata as chatois. And in that case, everything would be kosher. The worst case scenario is if we take all the combined smaller kinim, and we put them lamashal lamaila. All we need to do is take the 16 that should have been chatois of the group of 32 that should have gone lamata, we switch them to lamaila. We take half of the smaller group and put it in the wrong place. For example, we take the 16 chatois, bring it lamaila of the chut hasikra, and now it joins the other 16 of the small kinim that were combined. And now we have 32 lamala, and we have none of these combined small kinim lamata. But if we bring 16 up, we have to bring 16 down. So from the 100 oilois of the meruba, which consisted of 200 birds. 100 were supposed to be on top, and 100 were on the bottom. In the worst-case scenario, if 16 of the smaller group went up, then 16 of the larger group had to go down. As a result, above, we only have now 84. And we have an additional 16 that should have been up of the meruba as oilois. They're going down to the chatois. So now our configuration is, in the worst case scenario, just by moving 16 of the smaller groups up, we cause that on top we're going to have 84 oilois of the bigger group. We're going to have 32 of the smaller groups, of which 16 of the smaller will be kosher as oilois. The 84 of the meruba will be kosher as oilois, because they're really entitled to 100. So the 84 are certainly good. A total, we have 100 lamaila, which are good. Lamata, we have 100 chatois, which are good, of the meruba. But the meruba now, instead of having 16 to join the 84 lamaila, those 16 are down. they're in the chatas column, and they're not kosher. All you can have from the meruba of 200 is 100 oils and 100 chatois. If you have 84 oilis lamala, it means you have 116 chatois lamata, 16 of that 116 is posel. So it comes out that the rule is, when shifting from the best case scenario to the worst case scenario, it's always half of the smaller group. In our case here, there's 32. That's a smaller group. If you shift half to the wrong place, it will cause that there will be, in our case, 16 lamaila posel, because they were brought as oilis when they should have been chatois, and there will be 16 lamata posel, because they were brought from the meruba as part of the 100, 116 chatois. And they were only entitled to 100 chatois lamata, so there's 16 additional that are posel. 16 above and 16 below means there's a total of 32 that are posel. And how many are kosher? 16 of the smaller group lamala are kosher, 84 of the larger group lamala are kosher, and 100 of the larger group of chatois are kosher lamata. Now, Rav Belsky points out that any switch in this formula will cause more to be kosher. We're going with the worst case scenario, lamashal. If, let's take the smallest group here, one cane. If one bird of the 32 in our mashal, of the 32 lamala, where we said only 16 of those 32 would be kosher as oilis, the other 16 would be posel. If one of those birds went lamata, what will that cause? That will cause that in the entire group, an additional two will be mutter. Why? Because then the formulation will be, we'll have lamaila 85 oilois of the meruba are kosher, 16 oilois of the small kinim are kosher as oilois, and then we'll only have 15 posel. Lamata will have 100 of the meruba are kosher as oilis. We'll have 15 posel, and we'll have one, the one of that one cane that went lamata, that one is kosher as a chatas. It comes out, you have 85 oilis lamala and 16 oilis of diktana. Together, you have 101 lamala that are kosher. And now lamata, you also have 101, because you have 100 of the meruba and one of the small groups which went down below the chuta sikra, it's kosher also as a chatos. So therefore, we always are worried for the worst case scenario. The worst case scenario, according to the formula, the shift is always half of the smaller group is in the wrong place, and that causes that half are posel lamala and half are posel lamata. And that's why the Mishnah says the klal, chetzia lamala, chetzia lamata. You know what the total is kosher? Hamaruba kosher. Doesn't mean that the 200 of the meruba is kosher. It means corresponding, according to the formula that we just worked out, that Ravelsky so beautifully explained, according to that formula, it will always come out that the amount of birds that will be considered kosher are equal to the amount of the meruba. As we saw here, the 16 and 16 are posel lamala and lamata, which is equivalent to the amount of the katan. And what's left are the 100 lamata and also the 84 plus the 16, 100 lamala, that equal to 200, that corresponds to hamaruba kosher. Whatever the amount of the meruba is, whenever you have that from one woman, her karbonis cannot be makariv just on the bottom or just on the top. They have to go on the top and the bottom. Why? Because she has more than half of the total. Like in our case, there's 232. So in our case, she has 200 of the 232. So if you're splitting it, 116, 116, you cannot confine that woman either to the top or to the bottom. You have to stretch her over two lines. You have to stretch her over the chuta sikra and under the chuta sikra. You're forced to do that because of her number of 200. Once it's more than half, and you have to go above and below, it'll always work out that the smaller amounts are pasul, and corresponding to the larger, to the merubah, is kosher. And that's what the Mishnah now concludes. Zeh haklal. Kol makom shata yachol lachlik es hakinim, wherever you could divide up the number of kinim. Shaloi yiyu mishel isha achas. Bein lamala bein lamatan. That from one woman, you won't have to bring it both above the chuta sikra and below the chuta sikra. Because it's, you know what the case is? That's the first Mishnah in our Perek, where it's Shavah, the Kinim Stum that got mixed up were all equal in number. If they're equal in number, I don't need to have the same woman above and the same woman below. I can divide it evenly, that one woman's Korbanos are all above, and one woman's Korbanos are all below, and that's why there the Halacha is Mechza Kosher u Mechza Pasul. That was the Halacha Mishnah Aleph. It'll come out that half of the woman's above the Chuta Sikra were brought b'kashrus, the other half are pasul, and the same with the woman lamata. But v'chol makoim she'ein ata yochel achlik es hakinim. In any case where you're unable to divide the kinim, ad she yehu mishal isha achas bein lamalam bein lamatan, the only way you're going to divide up the kinim is that you're going to have to give one woman that her karbonis will have to be brought both lamala and lamatan. Where is that? That's Mishnah Beis. That's our Mishnah, where one woman has more than half. She has a majority. If she has a majority and you're dividing it equally, obviously this woman is going to have karbonis above and below. If that's the case, then the klal is Hamarubah kosher, then corresponding to the largest amount that this one woman who stretched above the chuta sikra and below, in our case, 200, that's the amount that you're going to wind up that are kosher. That's the klal that comes out of this Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel. We learned before in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, chatas shenis arva ba'oila, ba'oila b'chatas, afila echad b'ribu, Yamusu kulam, that if a chatas got mixed up with an oila, or an oila with a chatas, and even if it was one chatas in 10,000 oilois, if he was nimlach, if he would come to Bezdin, as Perek Aleph is speaking about, then the halacha is, Bezdin would tell the kayin, yamusu kulam, that they all have to die, because each geizel that you would want to be makriv as an oila, perhaps that one is a chatas. And therefore, the halacha is that all of them have to be left to die, and we're not able to bring it as a korban. Our Mishnah discusses the theme of our perek, where it was loy nimlach, where the kohen did not ask bezdin. And what is the case, says the Mishnah, chatas lezu, oila lezu. One woman had a chatas to bring, the other woman had an oila to bring. And they got mixed up. So now the Koyin didn't ask, and he thought that all of them were, both of them were oilois. And who adin, Armish is speaking about, even if it was more than one chatas, if a woman had two chatois to bring, or three chatois, and her friend had two oilois to bring, or three oilois to bring, as long as it's equal, each woman had the same amount as the other, except one had a chatas and one had a oila, or one had many chatois and one had many oilois. The halacha is, if the kohen didn't ask, if he did all of them above the chuta sikra, then machzeh kasher, machzeh pasul. Then half, bidi eved, when he didn't ask, half are going to be kasher, because the ones that are brought lamaila will and are considered good for an oila. However, they're not considered good for a chatas. Umach's apostle, therefore half are apostle. What happens if the Koyen did the opposite? He thought they're all chatois, and he brought them kulun lamata. He brought them all under the chuta sikra. Then again, mach's a kosher. This word here has an extra shin. It's a printing mistake. Mach's a kosher, umach's apostle. Then half are kosher and half are apostle. The ones that were chatois are being brought properly, and the ones that are oilois are being brought not properly. They were supposed to be brought lamaila. And therefore, half will be apostle. The chiddush of the Mishnah over here is that although there was a halacha that they should not be brought as korbanos, yamusu, so they were nitcha, they were pushed away from the mizbeach, and now, by the kohen not asking and bringing them either all as oilos or all as chatois, he has salvaged half of them, but it's nitcha. And therefore, even if later it seems that he would be able to rectify it, Bidi Eved. It shouldn't work because the animal was pushed away from the Mizbech. Choyl v'nitcha nitcha. Since it's pushed away, we have a locha that it dichui. However, our Mishnah is of the opinion that Baalei Chayim ain't a nidachah. This is a machlokes, whether we say dichui on a live animal or not, or a live bird in our case or not, that's a machlokes. So the Tana of our Mishnah holds Baalei Chayim are not nitcha, and therefore, if B'riyev, the Kohen brought it on the Mizbeach, half of them will be kosher. Continues the Mishnah, Chetzio Lamailan, Chetzio Lamatan. If after they got mixed up, he brought half of them, in the case of our Mishnah, he brought one Lamailo and he brought one Lamata, then the halacha is, and who had been, as we spoke of before, if he would bring three Lamailo and three Lamata, if each woman had three, but they all mixed up, the halacha is Shteim Psulais. Then, in the case of our Mishnah, both birds, the one Lamaila and the one Lamata, are posel, or in the case which our Mishnah is not discussing, but the same halacha would apply, all three Lamaila are posel and all three Lamata are posel. Why? Shani Oimer, because I say, Chatas Kreva Lamaila and Voila Lamata. We have no way of knowing what was brought Lamaila, Michuta Sikr, what was brought Lamata. It could be that in the case of our Mishnah, the one that was supposed to be brought as an Oila Lamaila was in fact brought as a Chatas Lamata, and it's an Oila. It was brought Lamata, Michuta Sikr, and it's no good. The one that was supposed to be brought Lamata was brought Lamaila. And therefore, it's also no good. So if it was Chetzil Lamaila and Chetzil Matan, the Mishnah concludes, then in fact, Shteim Psulois. However, if you brought all Lamaila or all Lamata, then one would be kosher and one would be pasul.
Mishnah Dalid. Chatas v'oila stuma mufureshes. This is the way the Mishnah is brought down here in the Gemara. And this is the Girsa of the Ravid. However, the Bach in Ois Aleph tells us, based on Rashi and Zvachim Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis, that the correct Yirsa should be, as we find in the Mishnayis, Chatas V'Oila Ustuma Umefureshes. The difference is that according to the Ravid, and the way we have the Girsa here, without the Vav next to Stuma, they are speaking about two Kinim. One woman had a chatas and an oila, which were stuma. It was not clear which of the birds was a chatas and which was an oila. It was a cane stuma. And the other woman had a cane mufureshes, where it was clear which one was a chatas and which one was an oila. We will learn this Mishnah according to Rashi in Zvachim Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis, which was quoted here in the Mefaresh. And therefore, we will have the gear sechatas va'oila ustuma umufureshes. And as we will see in the mefarish inside, there, according to Rashi, there are three kinim here that were purchased by these two women b'shutvas. And after they purchased these three kinim, they said that the first one should be a chatas and an oila mufureshes. And they said for who the chata should go and for who the oila should go. The second one, they bought together as a cane stuma. It was not designated at all, not for which bailam and not what the korban of each bird would be, whether it would be a chatas or an oila. And the third one was mufureshes, which one is a chatas and which one is an oila, but it was not l'shem bailam. And the case here is that one woman needed to bring a chatas and a cane, and the other woman needed to bring an oila and a cane. So altogether, they needed six birds, they needed three kinim, and by buying these three kinim b'shutvas, they wanted to fulfill all their obligations. So the Mishnah says, we're just going to learn the Mishnah superficially and then see the pshat in the Mefarish inside. Kulan Lamaila, if the Kayin thought that they were all oilois, and he brought all six birds as oilois, mechtze kosher, mechtze posel. Then the only three out of the six that are kosher are the ones that were brought as an oila Lamaila michut hasikra. The other three, which should have been chatois, are posel. Kulan Lamatan, if he brought them all Lamatan, the Kayin didn't ask, and he thought they were all chatois, And he brought them lamaton, mechtzah kosher, mechtzah apostle. Then only the three chatos are kosher, the three that were brought as oilus are apostle. Chetzil lamailon, vechetzil lamaton, if he thought they were all kine stumen, and that he could bring whatever he wanted lamala and designate them as oilus, and whatever he wanted lamata as chatois, and that's what he did. Ein kosher ela stuma, the only cain that will be kosher will be the stuma. Only those two birds will be kosher. Vehim is chalekes beinayin. And each woman will split in what she fulfilled of her obligation. One will take a chatas, and one will take an oila. Now, what the kohen should have done, of course, had he asked and found out the details, he should have taken the first chatas and an oila, which, according to Rashi, it was designated not only as a chatas and as an oila, but for which woman. So he should have brought that chatas and oila, the chatas, let's say, for Rachel, and the oila for Leah. The kanstuma, he should have brought for one of the women a chatas and one an oila. The mefureshes, where it was not specified which baal would be for the chatas and which one would be for the oila, when the kohen was makrevit, he should have said that if Rachel had a chatas, now she's going to have an oila, and if Leah had a oila, now she's going to have a chatas. Or he could have brought the last four birds, the Cain Stuma and the Cain Fereshus, where the Bilem had not been designated. Only the bird was designated for Achatus and Ayla. So he could have brought all four and said that Rachel has a need of a Cain for Achatus and Ayla, and Leah has the same need. So from these four birds, Rachel will be Yotze Achatus and Ayla, and Leah will be Yotze as Achatus and Ayla. But he didn't say that. He wasn't makrivit in that manner. Lamaila and Lamata. So first he was makrivit all Lamaila, so only three are kosher as oilus. Then the second case, he was makrivit them all Lamata, only three are kosher as chatois. In the third case, where he was makrev half on top and half on the bottom, thinking they're all stumois, only the stuma, as we will see, are kosher. We'll see why in the Mefarish, who quotes Rashi. And they divide this stuma between them. Let us now see the Mefarish bring Rashi, the third line on the left-hand column. Hachi Goreslo, Pirush Rashi, Reper Chatos Oifen, Zvachim, Daf Samach Zayin, Amabeis. Hachi, this is how Rashi explains it in the Sugya there. Shtein Noshen, there were two women, Shalachu, Shloisha Kinen, Be'iruv. They took, together, Beshutvas, they took three Kinen to fulfill their obligation. Zut Sricha Oila, the Kain Shalim. Rachel needed, let's say, an Oila and a second Kain Shalim. For example, she had been Menadev an Oila. And besides that, she was, let's say, a Zava or a Yoletist, for which he was chayv another Cain. So, and that Cain, of course, would be Echad L'chatas v'Echad L'Oyla, the Hainu. So it comes out that Rachel needed Shtei Oylois v'Chatas. She needed two Oylois, one for the Oylos Nadava, and one for the Oyla of, let's say, Yoletis. And she needed a Chatas for Yoletis. V'Zu en Leyet Tzricha Shtei Chatas v'Oyla. She needed two Chatas and an Oyla. How did it come out? Two chatois. She needed one chatas and oila. She was either a zova or a lettuce. She needed another separate chatas alone. Let us say she was a yoledes and a shira. And by a yoledes a shira, she's chayiv, a animal, a keves for the oila. And she's only chayiv as far as oif goes for a chatas. Or she was already yoitza her oila. And right now, all she has left from that first cane is a chatas obligation. And besides the first cane, she has a second obligation of another cane. So it comes out that Rachel needs two oilas and one chatas, and Leah needs two chatois and one oila. Upirshu echad min akinim, pray the achas oilo lezu, pray the chatas lezu. So now they need six birds altogether. They bought three kinim. The first cane, they said, this one will be a oilo for Rachel, and this one will be the chatas for Leah. That was cane number one. Cane number two was a stuma. The echem and a kinim, henich a stuma. V'loi pirshu eza pray the chatas, eza oilo. On the second one,
They didn't. It was a stuma. They didn't even say which one was a chaz, which one was an oil. Certainly, they didn't say which goes to, for which bialim. Vashlishis and the third cain pirshu ezu chaz veezu oila. They did say which one's a chaz and which one's an oila. Avol shameless bialim leinisparish. They didn't specify who gets the chatas and who gets the oila. Hare chatas lezu vaoila lezu. So that's the case of our Mishnah. We have a chatas for one woman who needs it. We have an oila for another woman. And then, the way Rashi's goyrus with the vav, vikain stuma, vikain mefureshes. And besides the singular chatas for Rachel and the singular oila for Leah, we have a kain stuma besides that and a kain mefureshes. We'll skip down a few lines to ein kasher bekulam. Now we're going in the third case. The first two cases, we said that if the kohen brought all the mila, only three are kosher for oilois. If he brought all the mata, only three are kosher for chatois. And if he brought half and half, then the din is ein kosher b'kulam alakein stuma. The high minayah to avid oil, the high minayah to avid chatis k'shera. Whichever one the kohen made for chatis and whichever one he made for oil are good by a kain stuma. Now Rashi adds a very important point. Kivin shekol kain hoya b'fnei atzmai. You have to say that what happened here is that when the kohen brought half on top and half on the bottom, so kain number, each kain was separated from the other. The kain stuma remained one on top and one on the bottom, because if it all six birds got mixed up together, then maybe I'm bringing the kain stuma all on top, and then only one would be kosher and one would be pasul. And the Mishnah says that the only kain that's kosher from all three ain't kosher el stuma. The stuma is kosher both birds. So in order to say that the stuma is kosher both birds, Rashi has to say shekol kain hay b'fnei atzmai. Every kain was by itself. There was no mixture of one cain into another. The mixture took place in each cain. The first oila and chatas that were mefurish for lezu ulezu, for each woman's needs, that got mixed up. So now it could be the chatas is on top and the oil is on the bottom. The third cain mefurish, where it was not l'shem bailam, that also got mixed up. And it could be the chatas is on top and the oil on the bottom. So those two are puzzle. The only one that's kosher is the middle one, which remained a separate, independent unit. It didn't get mixed up with the other kinim. And now the kohen has the discretion to make either one a chatas or an oila. So now he was yotze, one oila on top and one chatas on the bottom. How are the women yotze their chiyuv? Mischalek is beinayin. So each one can claim one bird for their chiv. Hoyel be irvlach. They bought a b'shutvus together. So achas yotzes yedei chatas, v'achas yotzes yedei oila. One woman's going to be yotze chatas, and one will be yotze an oila. But we don't know which one. Was Rachel yotze de oila, or was she yotze de chatas? Was Leah yotze de oila, or was she yotze de chatas? V'yikru oid came beinayim. So Rashi says they should buy one more cane. V'yikruvu b'tnai. And that second new cane, they should be makar with a tnai. Im oila rishoyna l'rachel v'chatas l'leah. If in the cane stuma, the oila was done for Rachel, because we don't know if it was done for Rachel or Leah. So if it was done for Rachel, so then and the chatas was done for Leah, to hey b'kain shnia in the second new cain, zu oila l'leah v'chatas l'rachel. It should be that the Rachel needs a chatas, she gets the chatas in the new cain. Leah needs the oila, she gets the oil of the new cain. V'im chiluf chiluf. And if in the first cain it was just the opposite, if it was that the chatas was to Rachel and the oila was to Leah, then in the second cain they will get whatever they're missing. It should be brought on a tnai. The Tferes Yisrael adds that Rashi only speaks about the cain which each woman had to bring, which is deficient. They were only yotze from the cain stuma, one bird for Rachel, one bird for Leah. We don't know which bird, and therefore they bring one more cain, and they get whatever bird they're missing on a tanai, as we just explained. But the Tveres Yisrael points out, they each one has to bring one more bird, because by doing this tanai, all they're fulfilling is their obligation that each one had to bring one cain. That they've now fulfilled by purchasing a new cane ala tnai. They fulfilled between the cane stuma and the new cane. They fulfilled, each one has fulfilled their obligation of one cane. But they also had another obligation, which was the cane mefurish, which became possible. They're going to each have to buy one bird, and the one who needed the chatas will have the chatas, and the one who needed the oila will have the oila. This is the way that Rashi in Zvachim, Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis, learns our Mishnah here, and the Ravid and other Meforshim learn differently. Mishnah Hey. Chatoi shenis arvu b'choiva, ein kosher elaminyan chatoi shebechoiva. This is the same din as Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis, where we find chatoi shenis arvu b'choiva, ein kosher elaminyan chatoi shebechoiva. Although there it's Beloshin Yochid, if one chatas got mixed up with kinim stumim, that all you're allowed to bring is the amount of the chatois in the kinim stumim. So although there it's one chatas that was mefurish already designated as a chatas, and here we have chatois in the plural, we find in the Mishnayis that here also it's Beloshin Yochid, Chatas Shenis Arva B'choiva. But really it makes no difference whether it's one Chatas or whether it's a number of Chatois that got mixed up with Kinim Stumim. Our Mishnah here is speaking the same as Perik Aleph Mishnah Beis in the L'chatchila. If the Kohen comes to ask Bezdin what to do, and then Bezdin will tell the Kohen that he can be makriv as many chatois as there are in the choiva. And what is the reason for this? Just as was explained in Perik Aleph Mishnah Beis, because lamashal, if you have, let's take the case of one chatas that gets mixed up with two kinim, which means that there will be four birds, there will be two chatois and two oilois. So if the Kohen were to take two for Chatos, then he would definitely be Makrav Kosher, because Memanavshach. Either these two Chatos are from the two Kinim Stumim, and then they're Chatos, or it's that one Chatos that got mixed up with the Kinim Stumim. So one of the two is that Chatos Mifurashas, and the other one will be from the Kain Sosum. But to bring three chatois, that he would not be allowed to bring. Bezdin would tell him not to do so. Why? Because perhaps they're all from, all three are from the two kinim, the four birds, which two of them should have been chatas and two of them should have been oila. And now he's bringing three chatois. From two kinim, you can only bring two chatois, not three. To bring an oila, to bring two chatois plus an oila, also not, because perhaps that oila is the one chatas mufereshes that got mixed up with the other kinim. And therefore, Bezdin would tell the kohen that all he's allowed to bring is two chatois, because that he knows for sure is kosher. That's what our Mishnah says here. Chatois shenis arva b'choiva, or chatas shenis arva b'choiva, the halacha always is, ein kosher ela minyan chatoi shebechoiva. The kohen is only allowed to bring how many chatois there were supposed to be in the kine sosum. That amount is for sure kosher. More than that, whether to bring an additional chatas or whether to bring an oila would not be allowed, as we have just explained. So the opening line of this Mishnah is speaking about when the kohen was nimlach. And now, the rest of the Mishnah, as we turn to Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis, speaks about the theme of our Perek, which is where the Kohen did not ask a Shaila, but rather he took the law into his own hands, and he was Makriv, half Lamaila and half Lamata, and we're going to learn the rest of the Mishnah according to the Pirush of the Ravid and the Rush. There are other Pirushim on this Mishnah, but the Ravid and the Rush are the simplest way to understand our Mishnah. Continues the Mishnah, Chayva Shnayim Bechatas, if the Kinei Chova, which are Stumim, they're not specified yet, if they are double the amount of the Chatois that got mixed up, for example, let's say you have two chatois that got mixed up with two kinim, which means they got mixed up with another four birds, and two of those four birds should have been olos, and two of those four birds should have been chatois.
And what did the Kohen do? He took three lamala and three lamata. Then the halacha is mechtzah kosher, mechtzah pasul. So half of the six are kosher, and half of the six will be pasul. But three out of the six will be kosher. Bidi eved, if the Kohen didn't ask. Why will three be kosher? Because, let's start with lamata. There are for sure two chatois that are kosher. Because either they're from the two chatos mefurish that got mixed up with the other four, so they're kosher, or they're two chatois of the stumim, or one chatos of the sosum and one chatos of the mefurish. So two for sure are kosher. Three would not be kosher, because perhaps all three are coming from the two kinim, and from the two kinim we can only have two chatois, and the other two have to be oilis. But two, we can say lamata are kosher. Lamaila, we could say at least one oila is kosher. We can't say two oilois are kosher, because perhaps lamaila we have the two chatois, which are mefurish. But the third oif that's lamaila, that one we could say with a certainty that's going to count as an oila. And therefore we have one oilo lamalo that's kosher, and two chatois lamato comes out of the six. As the Mishnah stated, we have mechza kosher umechza posel. Continues the Mishnah, v'chata shnayim b'chayva. What about the reverse? If the chatois that got mixed up with the cane sosum, which there was a chayva to bring, if they are double from the chayva, in other words, four chatois, for example, went into and got mixed up with a kansosum. Here, the result is, if the kohen sacrificed three lamal and three lamata, haminyan shebechayva kosher, the amount of birds that you have in the kansosum, that is going to be kosher. In the example we just gave, where four chatois got mixed up with the two birds in the kain, where one should have been in a chatas and one should have been in oila, so two birds will be kosher out of the six, which is the amount, that's the minyan of the birds in the chova. But it's not going to be a chatas and an oila that are kosher, it's going to be two chatois that are kosher. Why is this? The three birds that the Kohen brings lamaila are all pasul, because perhaps they are the three of the four chatois, and therefore none of them can be considered an oila, and therefore they're pasul. The three lamata, so one of them for sure is good, because it's one of the four chatois. Because even if two of the kain sosim were lamata, the third one would be one of the chatois that were mefurish, that were already designated. So that one's kosher. And if the other two are the kain sosim, one of those are also a chatas. However, we cannot make all three kosher lamata, because perhaps two of the three are from the kain sosim. And if two of the three are from the kain sosim, then one of them is the oila. And therefore, that's bipsul. So we always have to be choshish for that. And therefore, in this case, where the chatas mefurish is double the amount of birds that we have in the kain sosum, the halacha is that it's only kosher as per the amount of birds in the kain sosum, which is the chayva. There's two birds in our case, so therefore two chatois will be kosher. And the same principle that we have learned here will apply to any number that we multiply, as long as we're discussing either where the chatas is double the chayva, or where the chayva is double the chatas. And now the Mishnah concludes, the same halachas that we just learned by chatas are applicable to oila as well. And again, the first phrase here is going to apply to a case where the kohen was nimlach. And this is a repeat of the Mishnah, Perik Aleph Mishnah Beis, where we state, V'chein oila shenis arva b'choiva. If an oila got mixed up in a choiva, and the kohen came to ask Bezdin what to do, Bezdin will tell the kohen, Ein kosher alaminyan oila shebechoiva. All that you're able to take out of the entire mixture are the amount of birds of oilois that we find in the chayva, with the same explanation as we gave earlier in the Mishnah concerning a chatos that got mixed up with a chayva. And now the seif of the Mishnah is the same as we began the Mishnah with. Here it's speaking about not that the Kohen asked, the Kohen did not ask. And if he did not ask, and he brought three, l'mashal, if the oilois got mixed up with chayvois, and he brought three lamal and three lamata, so then the halacha is, if the choyva is shnaim ba'oila, if the choyva is double the oila, so just like we had in the ratio about chattas, the same here, then the halacha is the mechza kosher mechza pasul, for the same reason that we gave by chattas. And if the oila shnaim ba'choyva, if in the mixture it turns out that the oilois that are mefurish are double the amount of the kain stuma, which is the choyva, so then, how many birds are mutter b'di'eved when the Kohen didn't ask? Haminyan shebechayva kosher. The amount of birds that are in the chayva, that's the amount of birds that will be kosher. And the same logic as we apply to chattas will apply to oila, and not only for a small amount, for let's say two birds in two kinim, or four oilois in one kain, but if we multiply those numbers, we will come to the same result. The halacha will always be that if chayvish is double the oila, then it's mechza kosher, mechza pasul, and if oila is double the chayva, haminyan shebechayva kosher.